And can everybody hear me okay? If you can, stand up. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Y'all traveled a long way to get here. If you can hear me when I count to two, clap once. One, two. If you can hear me when I count to three, clap three times. One, two, three. All right. You can sit down now. When I was a kid in church, we stood up and we sat down a lot, and I thought the reason for that was, I came to my own conclusion that the reason for that was to stay awake. But as I grown older, I realized that there was other reasons. So we'll get on task, talk about commercial programs today. I'd like to use this as an example. Angus seed stock, we're not going to say they're on the bottom, but we're going to use them as a base. And those Angus sired feeder cattle and replacement females in the middle, and the Angus products derived from those. If you look at the breed registrations of the fiscal year 2004, Angus is on the top. They're the leaders. You combine the next seven breeds and it won't equal the registrations of the Angus cattle. Year-to-date registrations have surpassed that. The over 300,000 is up 8.93%, transfers up, and AI certificates are up. That means that you as producers are doing something right, and these genetics are in demand. Bull prices have increased, and I felt this was kind of relevant. Commercial programs came on board at the association in 1998, stayed steady, increased, and whether that's due to, and this year, this is year to date, this isn't, and these aren't all the prices, you know, but we like to think about that, and whether that's due to feeder cattle prices being high or commercial programs, what have you, it's substantially increased. And it's not just the prices that have increased, it's the use of those bulls and the value that people are receiving from those genetics that you guys are producing as seed stock producers. The Western Livestock Journal in 2004 conducted a survey, and the breed of bulls that were in use, 68.8% of those readers were using Angus genetics. That's quite a substantial amount. The next below that was 13% on the next two down. So you see programs such as Certified Angus Beef that was created in 1978, demand for CAB brand translated into fed cattle premiums of $2 to $5 a hundredweight. And this has also brought value as we look back on those prices of those Angus bulls, as well as feeder cattle. Certified Angus beef product sales contributed to $468 per head difference between Angus bulls and continental breeds. So you're seeing value starting with Angus products such as Certified Angus beef supporting, trickling down, and being obtained in the Angus seed stock sector. Now when we look at brand recognition, everybody knows what this brand is. It's Chevy. And as you saw on Donnie Laughlin's slide, McDonald's. If your kids were here, they'd probably get excited. They don't even have to see the name or even have to read. You already know what that brand is. And then you look at brands such as shoe apparel like Nike, that's all over the world. John Deere, Starbucks. There should be one more. And anyhow, you know that when you see these logos and these brands, if you go into, say, a McDonald's in Hong Kong and you want a cheeseburger and fries, it's going to be pretty consistent. That's what you're going to receive. If you go buy a pair of Nike shoes and you have a pair last year, they're going to be the same. But not comparing year to year, but whether you're looking at these brands or you're looking at cattle, you know that those genetics are going to be reliable and the value in those are going to increase. And also, you're not going to confuse Starbucks coffee with a Harley Davidson motorcycle. So I have a little clip here that kind of talks about Angus cattle, and whether you've seen this or not. It'll take a second. I don't know if we're going to be able to play it.
Yeah, try it. It's got it.
I need to click it.
No, I don't.
If you bear with me for a second.
Be heard on the Capitol Beltway around Washington, D.C. early this morning. A tractor trailer transporting black and gus, there's black or gus, was stopped on the side of the Beltway while the driver changed the flat tire.
Now we're with those cows named Black and Gus. We're actually Black Angus cows, but I will get them.
That's something that we have kind of passed around the office and felt that it was quite humorous. So there is brand equity in the name Angus. It's as I was talking with Bill today, the name Angus has equated into the name beef. You talk about beef, you talk about hamburgers, and it equates, and you talk about Angus. Angus equals beef almost now. The Angus steak burger at Burger King. This one was my favorite. Upgrade any burger to Angus for 49 cents extra per patty. That's all. 49 cents and you can have an Angus patty. I thought that was quite humorous. You'll see it in pizza. Domino's Pizza. Steak Fanatic Pizza. Angus Steak. Quiznos Subs. Black Angus, the Black Angus steak, mozzarella cheddar sandwich, double portion of Black Angus. And so you see these products are receiving value, starting out with the Angus as the base, moving through to the replacement, females and feeder cattle, and Angus products, which is where commercial programs come in. So why do we have commercial programs? Why does a breed association have commercial programs? Well, to support those genetics that you are selling to your customers, those commercial producers, and making those genetics worthwhile to them and passing that along. If you're not supporting the customer, you better be supporting someone who is. Steve Sheets, chairman of Sheets Convenience Store, Shane, I thought this was quite fitting for it. That you got to be supporting your customer, and if you're not supporting the customer, then by paying your breed association dues and whatnot, you're supporting us, and we're supporting them. And in turn, I mean, we're all working together. So is there value in Angus? Well, sure there is. There's a lot of value in Angus. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but it confuses the marketplace. We see, as we've seen before, with Angus used in other marketplaces, and you see different brands: Angus Pride, Creekstone Farms. There's 51 branded products, and 36 of them use the name Angus. You look at genetics then and now. That's what Maine and Jew has come to. You look at Gelby then. You look at Gelby now, black. Simmentals. Simmentals now. Keenan. Now. Limousine. Now black. Hereford's then? Well, almost, but not quite. Although I have heard of there being black Herefords somewhere on this earth, but I haven't yet seen one. So the bottom line is what used to be visually identifiable is no longer. It's no longer, as we saw in that clip, they saw that black cow and they equated that to being a black Angus. And people think that they see feeder calves and those are black Angus calves. But as we can tell, that's not the truth. You need a way to differentiate those. And I listened to Troy Marshall and I thought this was suiting as well. I listened to him talk, and he had 7 habits of highly successful seed stock producers. I won't go through them all, but number 2, they focus on customer service. Commercial producers are expecting their genetic providers to provide other support than just genetics. Programs such as Angus Source, EPDs on the bulls that they're using. The Angus bulls, there's value in those. And those commercial producers are receiving more dollars for their cattle, and they expect that. And that's what we want, that buying experience to happen. Predictability of those genetics. If they bought bulls from you from year to year, and they know that those bulls work, and those genetics and those Angus genetics are well, they will come back and they will buy again. Records and service with the American Angus Association. We have lots of different services that we provide to you, and that you can support your customers, the seed stock producers. Seed stock producers create opportunity for themselves by creating opportunity for their customers. And we see that through those services. And whether you're supporting your customers in weekly calls, or you're sending a mailing to them, you're supporting them. And that's where commercial programs comes in. And we'll get back, and Angus Source is a new program that we get. And you see, you ever heard any of your commercial producers saying, "Where's my premium at?" Premiums will no longer be paid on live cattle for sale. They will be paid on the reliable information about the cattle. That's Greg Arndt out of Valentine Livestock, and they sell a lot of cattle there. But that kind of, in my mind, says where this thing is headed, that the information about those cattle is going to be reliable. It's going to be more useful. So the Angus Source program is a tagging and marketing program. It's just not tags. You don't call our association and, "I already got a dollar tag. Send me a few of them." You know, it's a marketing and tagging. I mean, it's more than just a tag. It's a program. Source genetic age and process information is going to go along with that. Tags and marketing documents included with enrollment. And feeder cattle and replacement females are also eligible for the program. So we see this information equate into premiums. CAB, here's the premium comparison. This was done by Steve Suter out of with Certified Angus Beef. He did 10 auction markets over 7 years. The fall of 99, the data on roughly 200,000 head. In the spring of 2005, 16,000 head. So Angus are worth more dollars. Angus steer calves, 6 weights, received $4.63 a hundredweight more, is the findings that he had. It's an additional $31.80 a head. Angus heifer mates received $3.88 a hundredweight. It's an additional $26.56 per head. Now, as I talked to Steve, and this data is updated through this last spring, but he thought, you know, in our talks, that with cattle prices increasing, that the premiums on such cattle as Angus heifer cattle would go down, but they didn't. They went up as well. So he also found that by preconditioning, and calves that had been had their shots received $3.23 a hundredweight more. Calves that were weaned received $1.59 a hundredweight more. So this is where we feel Angus Source comes in. Differentiate those Angus sired from other black cattle. As we've seen before, most breeds have some sort of a black hive of cattle. Pass along the valuable genetic source and group age information. The information we talked about, those premiums that are being paid on that. Increase value of Angus sired cattle, as well as drive the demand of those registered and transferred Angus bulls that most of you seed stock producers are selling to these commercial guys. And you wonder who's using the program. Well, as we can see, the yellow is last year's numbers and the blue is this year's enrollment numbers. They've been quite a bit, numbers are way up this year. We're looking at about 93,000 tags sold to date. Our numbers will come out next week for this month, but that's where we've seen the program at so far. And we'd like to make the program, as Bill said, I'm new on board here, so a lot of this I've picked up. And when they created the program, they wanted to make it easy as 1, 2, 3. So the information that is going to be needed is contact information. The SIRE registration numbers of those bulls you use is very vital to this program. Whether you use lease bulls, you're going to need documentation on those NAI bulls. The birth month and year, which we would rather prefer that you had the month, day, and year, which most of you will. Become a producer participant, filling out this document, the one, and becoming a participant in the program and verifying the processes of your data management. This is what the tag looks like. It has a state, so this would be Texas, and the lot number, those calves. 15-digit individual animal ID number, herd location code. This is not your premise code. It's not your premise ID number. This could be up to five letters or numbers that is customized by you, the producer, and it has Angus source on the bottom. So we feel it's $1 for the visual tag and $3.25 for the matched pair set. And you can choose a tag option, as I said, enroll the cattle by submitting that information that's required, and tag those calves that are enrolled in the program. And this is where we feel the program will somewhat excel, because after you enroll the calves, you fill out a marketing document. And the marketing document, you can put sale, location, date, average weight, all your information about the calves will go on there, vaccination, past group PDRs and harvest data, and it'll come across the internet and it'll look like this. It'll have your information up there, along with the state. It'll have the bulls that you use, these EPDs. So we feel that this is going to be very valuable, because the information of these will be basically invaluable to someone that's like order buyer or feedlot, because they know that they can get that information of what your cows are bred to. And then the weights and such are put down here, and then the management. So does Angus Source work? Well, this is probably a little biased, and I probably picked the best information that I could find to present to you today, but Don Johnson says 150 Angus Source steers top the market at $9 a hundred weight. The heifer mates top the market $3 a hundred weight. Hugh Turk, I think it is only a matter of time before feeders and packers demand more fruit than just black hair when they seek those Angus genetics. And so as we see, Angus Source is going to equate to being able to identify those cattle as Angus Source. So what's on the horizon? A national animal identification system. Everybody is waiting to hear what's going to happen there. Becoming a USDA process verified program. That's what we're in the process of becoming right now. Special Angus Source sales. We'd like to work with you as seed stock producers to work with state associations and get special Angus Source sales put together and gather and analyze that data. And then eventually graduate producers to Beef Record Service. And this is where we're headed, as I said, process verified program. Be able to use this shield and use that and pass that along with the information. So in closing, I'd like to thank you for listening. I'll be around this evening, tomorrow on the tour, and I'd take any questions that you had at this time.